Hello.
Hi, it's Tamidi from Family First. I had a missed call.
Yes, this is Charmaine Boyer. I had talked to you guys the other day about not receiving my paycheck.
Oh, yeah, we were waiting for it to come back to be able to update your new direct deposit.
Right.
So,
and then I was on the HCM To Go app, and I noticed it's saying I only have one account that's active. Is that some, like, is there a reason why? I mean, I figured the old account would be inactive, but I thought the new account would be underneath of the other one that's active. But there's nothing there. There's only one account there that only has a partial payment that comes out.
Right, because until the check bounces back, we can't update the new one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know how long?
I did ask yesterday because I have a sticky here with your name on it.
Okay.
I did ask him yesterday, my administrator, and he said nothing hasn't came back as of yet. They usually get like an alert or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
So it doesn't come on time. You will most likely receive a paper check just until that check, that the other check bounces back. And then we'll be able to update the new account.
So what happens when I get paid this week?
That's what I said. When you get paid this week, it will most likely be a paper check.
So it's going to be two paper checks? Because I'm a little lost. Like, okay, so what you're saying is until... All right, now let me make sure I'm understanding this. Until this one bounces back, you can't update the direct deposit.
Right.
Which puts me in a situation to, I hope I don't have to wait for the mail, because that's crazy. Then, if anything, I need to ask you guys to hold my check, because this will be 2 weeks I don't have any money. I haven't been able to pay none of my bills, my card note, or anything. So... is it possible, if it's a paper check, can you hold my check? Because to have to sit here 2 whole weeks and wait for money is absurd.
So if there's not an active account, they automatically would do a paper check, which would be mailed out.
And there's no way to stop a paper check. Come on. Like, come on.
I don't know if they've ever done that, but I can ask.
Yeah, can you please? That's too much.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I'm sitting here already going through things with my the people I owe money to. And to make me sit and wait for something to come in the mail is ridiculous.
Yeah, let me ask him. Hold on 1 second. So if we hold it, if they're able to do that, what do you want us to hold it until the account is active?
No, I would like to be able to pick up a live check.
See, the only thing with that is that the checks are in New York. They're not here. But let me just, I'm going to ask him. Just give me 1 second. Hold on.
I'm searching something. I can't do this shit with them. Like, is this?
You're all good. My administrator said that something had came in yesterday evening when everybody had left. So your account will be updated, and the check that had bounced back plus the one that you're going to get Friday, it'll both be in the account on Friday.
So basically, both checks will be in my account on Friday, whatever,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's Friday morning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when does it update?
What do you mean?
Like,
I just have to enter it in the system.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
But now that we know the check is bounced back, now they'll be able to put that check into that account.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. No problem. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.